Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled The Secret Behind Every Actress's Red Carpet Pose. And this video features some celebrities, Rita Wilson, Kris Jenner, and Khloe Kardashian. And this video is actually a comedy video. It's kind of like a little skit. And the whole skit is about the poses that celebrities make when they are on the red carpet. And it's kind of making fun of these poses and kind of saying how ridiculous and funny they are. So if you're interested in that, you can go ahead and watch it after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's look at our sentence. Every pose is carefully crafted to mask flaws and accentuate strengths, or as I like to call them, reverse flaws. So this sentence is said by an expert in posing in the video, basically a teacher that teaches them about posing. And she's talking about how each pose is designed to hide flaws and to show people's strengths. And at the end of the sentence, she says, or as I like to call them, reverse flaws. So rather than saying strengths, she prefers to say reverse flaws. So just kind of a funny remark at the end of the sentence there, but also lots of great vocabulary to learn in this sentence. So let's read the sentence one more time, a little slower. Every pose is carefully crafted to mask flaws and accentuate strengths, or as I like to call them, reverse flaws. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is mask. Mask is a verb, and it means to hide something from sight or to keep something from being noticed or from being known. And an example sentence would be, I tried to mask my annoyance with a smile. So I was feeling annoyed, but I didn't want other people to know, so I smiled instead to mask it or to hide it. Our next word is related to mask and it is conceal. Conceal is a verb and it also means to hide something. So an example sentence would be, this makeup product conceals dark under eye circles. So basically, this makeup product hides dark under eye circles. All right, the next word is also related to mask and conceal, and it is cover up. Cover up is a phrase, and if you cover something or someone up, you put something over them in order to protect them or to hide them. So you could say something like, I covered up the mark on the wall with a painting. So my wall had a mark on it, and I didn't want to see it, so I put a painting over it and I covered it up. And you can also use cover up in another way. So if you cover up something that you don't want people to know about, you hide the truth about it. And an example sentence would be, the politician tried to cover up the scandal. So in this sentence, the politician had a scandal and he or she doesn't want people to know about it, so he tries to cover it up. If you try to cover up a scandal, you try to not let people know about it, not let them know the truth. All right, the next word is flaw. Flaw is a noun, and a flaw is a small fault or weakness. And an example sentence would be, no one is perfect. We all have flaws. So everyone has their own flaws. Maybe it could be about your personality. You could be someone who gets angry easily. That would be a personality flaw. Or it could be a physical flaw or a flaw to do with your appearance. So maybe you don't have perfect skin. Maybe you have some acne or some zits on your skin. And you might not like that, so you would consider that a flaw. All right, the next word is related to flaw, and it is imperfection. So an imperfection is a small flaw, or it's a bad part of something, and it makes that thing, or maybe that person, not perfect. So it's an imperfection. And an example sentence would be, I try to embrace my imperfections. As we already said, everyone has flaws, everyone has imperfections. So in the sentence we say, I try to embrace, or basically accept and kind of be proud of, my imperfections. All right, the next word is defect. So a defect is a noun, and it is similar to the words imperfection and flaw. But this one is a physical problem that causes something to be less valuable or less effective or less healthy. Or it can also be something that causes weakness or that causes failure. And an example sentence would be, this glass vase has a defect, so its price is lower than the others. So in this sentence, if a glass vase has a defect, it means that there's something wrong with that glass vase. Maybe there's a bump in it or something like that. And because of that, its price is lower. So its value is lower than a vase that is perfect. Okay, the next word is accentuate. Accentuate is a verb, and it means to make more noticeable. So an example sentence would be, this dress accentuates your curves. So this would mean that that dress makes your curves, so the curves of your body, your shape, more noticeable. It makes it look better. And our next word, accent, is related to accentuate. And an accent is a feature that makes something look more special. So an example sentence would be, the room is black and white with red accents. So here we have neutral kind of colors in this room. We have black and white, but then we have some red accents. And when we say red accents here, we mean maybe in the room we have some furniture or some small parts of the room that are in red. And these red accents stand out in the room and they make it look a little more special. All right, that is all of our vocabulary. So let's read our sentence one more time. Every pose is carefully crafted to mask flaws and accentuate strengths, or as I like to call them, reverse flaws. All right, that brings us to the end of our pronunciation challenge. Our question of the day is, what's your go-to pose for photos? So what pose do you like to do in photos? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.